On April 23rd, 2010, the Mayor of New York announced the launch of a new applied science research institute in the city called the Centre for Urban Science and Progress, otherwise known as CUSP. The project is being created by New York University and NYU Poly with a consortium of world-class universities, including the University of Warwick. Renowned physicist Dr. Stephen E. Koonin has been appointed as the founding director of the centre, which will look at how we can use cutting-edge technologies to make urban living better and safer for everyone. During his recent visit to Warwick, I took the opportunity to ask Dr. Koonin about the project and its aims. So can you just start by telling us what CUSP is, please?
CUSP is the Centre for Urban Science and Progress. It's a consortium of academic, industry, and the New York City government agencies that is meant to do research and education associated with improving cities.
And why are cities important? Why should we be turning our attention to cities?
Well, the simplest explanation is that's where the people are. Right now, more than half of the world's people live in urban areas. By 2050, the middle of this century, we'll have about 80% of the people living in urban areas. So quite simply, cities are where resources are consumed. They are disproportionate generators of economic activity and of innovation.
So I understand that CUSP is going to be addressing some of the big challenges that face urban dwellers in the future. I mean, what kind of challenges will those be, do you think?
So cities provide many different important services to the people that live in them, safety and security, shelter, health, water, waste, food, communications, mobility, and all of these things need to work together efficiently in order to make cities efficient, resilient, sustainable, and quality of life for people.
Could you tell me a little bit about this idea of living laboratories and how that's going to work with the partner organizations?
So one of the distinctive features of CUSP is the notion that New York City will be a living laboratory. We will be able to try out technologies, methodologies that can then be adopted by partner cities, by partner institutions, and with our commercial partners then propagated around the world.
Mm-hmm. And I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but the waste that New York City produces every hour weighs as much as the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, that, I wouldn't be surprised if that was true.
So how much of the project is going to be about recycling and reusing things?
I certainly understanding how to make the waste situation better in any big city is part of what we're about. But mobility is also important. Carbon footprint is important. As we've seen in New York recently, flood issues, storm protection, resilience are also important issues. So there are many different issues that we need to be working on in order to make cities better.
And in fact, I was going to ask you about the current situation with Hurricane Sandy, and I mean, presumably CUSP in the future could help with these kinds of natural disasters.
So both the preparation for and the management of emergencies of all kinds, whether they're natural or man-made in the sense of terrorist incidents, is a very important part of what CUSP can be working on.
And, I mean, do you see perhaps there being like the equivalent of a Thames barrier, say, on the Hudson River? Do you think that's kind of a possibility?
Well, I think it's a little bit too early to speculate on whether it's a hard protection like a barrier or soft protection, like the ability to respond to these emergencies in a sense of pumping or evacuation and so on. I think the jury is out, but it's clear that a lot of the world's attention will now be focused on these issues for New York City, and CUSP can certainly play a role in trying to help do that right.
Thank you. And I just had one final question, which is about really how Warwick can contribute to that. I know we have a research priority in sustainable cities, but what Warwick's role will be in this?
So I've had a wonderful day today and expect to have the same tomorrow, visiting with various Warwick staff and faculties. It's clear that Warwick has a great deal that it can contribute, whether it's in computer science, statistics, engineering. We hope to have Warwick staff engaged in the projects, students from Warwick being trained in some of the CUSP programs. So I think it will be a wonderful partnership as we get this organization up and running.
That's great. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Happy to do so.